Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
With fuel prices at record highs, the cost of living climbing in South Africa, South Africans are desperate to save money wherever they can. Distributors of fuel additives say that they've experienced a spike in the number of customers over the last few months. What on earth is a fuel additive? I thought it was something that we took. Apparently it's not for us. That's something different. That's like a Carmet or something that calms us down when we're filling up with petrol. Nothing to do with a fuel additive. What is a fuel additive and is it dangerous? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it ugly? Or is it just a waste of time? Well, we wanted to ask the expert, Zwelakhe Mabese, who is the founder of Outflow Petroleum Insights. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
So let's start at the beginning. What is a fuel additive?
All right. So firstly, an additive is a substance that is added to something, as the name says it, to improve it or prevent deterioration. So that's what an additive is. And then fuel additives, they are chemicals that are formulated to enhance the quality and efficiency of fuel used in vehicles. They really function by adding substances such as cleaners, lubricants, and performance enhancers. And they address specific problems or help with preventative maintenance. So in the main, they work on issues related to the movement of fuel or the system it flows through in an engine.
Okay. And where do you add? I mean, how often does your car take one of these things?
Well, my car does take one of them, and it takes it from the fuel I purchase at most service stations in South Africa. So in the country, additives are added, basically dosed to the base petrol when it goes onto a truck en route to a service station of a particular oil company. So by the time it gets to the service station, most petrols and diesels have an additive with them.
So in other words, we don't do anything. That gets added in any event.
In any event, that gets added. If you've ever heard most of the local companies, for example, BP has Ultimate Additive, Sasol would have their Turbo Fuels, and Total, their own fuel additive that they use in their marketing. Most of them do add this chemical compound into the fuel with the objective of really selling fuels that have these performance enhancing compounds that improve combustion, modify friction and corrosion inhibitors, etc. So they already have most of the fuels that we get at service stations already have an additive.
And is there a difference really between the fuel that we buy? Have you found that one service station's fuel is more efficient than another because of these additives?
To be honest, it is impossible to know the content without doing a chemical analysis of the samples. But a number of them, I know Sasol, for example, they have labs, and on car shows, they have demonstrations where they show an engine and really what their additives say. So BP has a lab up here in Kyalami in Johannesburg, and there are certainly benefits that are achieved over time with ongoing use, but they vary due to factors including vehicle type and someone's driving style and the condition of the engine. But additives in general do have a benefit in terms of the performance, the burning of the fuel, and engine longevity.
But that is happening at a company level. The fact that we are now focusing on this, isn't that just a sign of our own desperation?
It certainly is, and I can understand why the general public would want to have some dash in their juice that would have it last a little longer. It is certainly because you get fewer liters per rand now with the high petrol prices. But I think additives is not really the area to go into unless you are really, really well-vested in you know, petrochemical technology and engine technology. You may find those people in farming, those who have boats and RVs, you know, may add additives to their fuel because those engines don't get to be used often and, you know, fuel separates, it goes stale and it can cause corrosion. So that's where you get some of these that you buy at shops. But I would really advise that people look at safe driving and fuel saving techniques related to driving and vehicle use than tampering with the fuel itself.
I think that is very, very sensible advice. What is the most beneficial thing to do in terms of the saving of fuel, in terms of your own driving style?
There are various tips that you know, some of the oil companies do put out there on their websites, which are truly, truly valid. And I would encourage you know, all South Africans to you know, go have a look, and for these companies to make these you know, fuel saving tips known. One such, for example, is, you know, we wake up, get in our cars, and carry a lot of things in the boot. And so reducing what you're carrying and making the vehicle a little lighter will save, obviously, with the consumption it has. Save sort of braking and, you know, not driving at the right speed and braking and accelerating in good time and at the right rate also helps with the, you know, with the consumption of the vehicle as it starts and goes. What other tips? Those are the two that come immediately to mind. So just have less things in the car, and also just drive at the right speed. Some talk about having your tires inflated well and oil balanced, and obviously having your engine well maintained so that it doesn't burn fuel unnecessarily.
I think that is very sensible advice. Thank you very, very much. That is Zwelakhe Mabise, who is the founder of Outflow Petroleum Insights.